Welcome to this episode of Real Time News. If you noticed, we had a new intro and we are trying a few new things out. This is James Powell with Real Time News. We ask you to visit our website, jjmediaonline.net/realnews, or go to our Rumble channel, rumble.com/c/realtimenews, the podcast, anchor.fm/tcoastrealtimenews, or you can support us, jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Send us an email, james@jjmediaonline.net. We do welcome you to this episode of our video cast podcast of Real Time News. We hope that you are having a great day. We just want to quickly, let's do the scripture of the day. Then we will go to our website and show you our Getter profile, and then get into the news. So, let's do that real quick. Let's start out with verse of the day. Verse of the day is Romans 8:18. That's Romans 8:18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Thoughts on today's verse? And I guess this, I'm thinking this really goes right along with, we're all over the world, we're going through a lot of things. The craziness, and specifically here in the United States, I know that there are ones, you know, in other countries that listen to my video cast and podcast. But there, I mean, I'm thinking right now, all the Christian suffering in Afghanistan, it's a catastrophe. It's, you know, Satan is fighting. But Paul knew hardship. Take a look at the list of just some of the difficult challenges he had to face. 2 Corinthians 11:22-33. His present sufferings make most of our difficulties seem tame by comparison. And I do recommend you go read that. However, Paul could say confidently that the glory he would have with Christ and would be so incredible, with blessings so fantastic, that his hardships are minor in comparison. That glory will also be ours. So that is fantastic news. And if you get nothing else out of my podcast or video cast, know that Jesus knows what's going on. He knows what you're going through. And it's making it to heaven is the ultimate thing. All right, if you'd like to visit our website, is jjmediaonline.net/realnews. The links will be around this video. But it is where we are offering $50 a month. Put your ad here. You can click here on our video podcast to go to the video podcast and look at our previous shows. We do have, I do live in South Florida, so here's the local county's news. And then we have Epic Times, Political Times, Revolver News, Bongino Report, Larry Elder, Town Hall Videos. We have the most current links, the most current news stories from all these outlets. And as I keep saying, we will be adding more. I just haven't done it yet. But go to jjmediaonline.net/realnews. You also follow me on Getter. Getter is such a cool platform. But look up James Powell, or you can follow the link in around the description. Please follow me. We haven't had the account very long, so we're just trying to keep building our following. So, all right, let's get into the news. First of all, Taliban tells Joe Biden to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. This is the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. So I do have a question for you. Do you realize how the cabal is handling all these years? We've been lied to. They are all about war. And it's very, very evident now. So, all right, the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. The Taliban is now telling Joe Biden and the Democrats what the new rulers expect in the next 4 weeks. Taliban spokesperson Suhail Shaheen says the U.S. should withdraw all their forces by September 11th, which is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. A senior spokesperson warned the military personnel in Afghanistan that, and the militants remain committed to not attacking U.S. servicemen, and their immediate goal is to maintain security, prevent incidents around the airport in Kabul. So, here it is. Here is what the Taliban spokesperson. So here's the report by Sky News. So let's go to that.
President Biden said last night, if the Taliban attack our personnel or disrupt the operation, that there'll be a swift response from America. How long are you giving him to get his troops and his people out of the country?
I think they should get their troops out of Afghanistan. They have already violated the time frame that which was enshrined in the Doha Agreement. Then they announced that they will withdraw all their forces until September 11. So they should withdraw all their forces. But we are committed not to attack them. And we have not attacked them.
But at some point, you will want the airport back, I would assume. When are you saying that you will take over the airport? Is that September?
No, about the security of the airport, because there is no other force. So, you know, the other day, people killed because of lynching. So in order to prevent such incidents, it is necessary that we take the charge, security charge of the airport. So that is for the security of the people and also for to organize this in a better manner. So such incidents do not happen once more.
Okay, so they are trying to tell them, you know, supposedly listen to them. But the group's spokesperson previously said that foreign diplomats and aid workers will not be harmed. The U.S. planned to withdraw its troops by August 31st, but was forced to dispatch around 5,000 additional soldiers to facilitate evacuation of American diplomatic personnel and their allies from Kabul. So, you know, I don't think, it doesn't look like it's gone all as planned, but I will say, I'm not quite sure. I'm really not quite sure. I don't think the mainstream media is really telling us all the truth. I haven't been able to verify everything. So, all right, our next report, video horror in Kabul. Taliban begins home searches, public beatings, women scream for help outside airport gate. Traitors beaten in street as up to 40,000 Americans remain trapped in country. So, here we go. It didn't really show a whole lot, but it does look like a dire situation. It's very, very sad. And I'm trying to hurry through here because I have a few videos I want you to watch. I love Steve Bannon, and he has some incredible, incredible news coverage. All right, vaccination camps. Australia government builds mandatory quarantine facilities. Officials say jab is golden ticket to freedom. So here we go. Here's a picture of a quarantine blocks, and according to this article, they're making mandatory COVID quarantine centers in late 2019, before the China virus was known in the world. Get this, before it was known, very few, if any people could have even imagined a civilized Western nation would be building facilities that government thugs would be forcing citizens into against their will. The government of Australia will be building what they call a mandatory quarantine accommodation, which is set up to open its first phase in early 2022. This will be the second of such facilities in the country. When it is finished, it will be able to hold up to 3,000 in isolation. So, you know, this tells me this supposed worldwide epidemic, and it just seems too pre-planned, too pre-planned. I'm telling you, it just, something does not bode well with me. All right, let's I do have another video. Let's just go ahead and let's see. This is the mandatory quarantine centers. Let's see what they
checking
say.
Checking in on a positive case at Greystanes, police in full PPE. As they break the news to Gabriel Chalou, he's off to a health hotel.
Right, I went and got tested for peace of mind. Didn't get a text message that I'm positive or negative. And about a week after, I've got police calling me. So I don't know, maybe it's a mix-up.
Confused but happy to comply, the concreter heads off for an indefinite stay.
So there you got it. They start... it's dictatorship. Dictatorship and communism seems like they're pushing it worldwide. Worldwide. All right, don't talk to your neighbors. New Zealand enters nationwide lockdown over one new COVID case. While people scrambled to stock up on food and flooded supermarkets on Tuesday, far-left Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told New Zealanders not to talk to each other after the country's first COVID case in 6 months was reported. Don't talk to your neighbors. Please keep to your bubbles. Wow. I mean, this is totally, totally insane. Very much dictatorship. Folks, you need to stand up for your freedom. I know this is New Zealand, but this, what happens in other countries, they're trying to push this mindset, show you. They're trying to show you this in other countries to manipulate your thinking for this in the United States. Stand up. Stand
Pass.
Up.
Stay local and do not congregate. Don't talk to your neighbors. Please keep to your bubbles. It comes down again to those very simple principles. We know from overseas cases of the Delta variant that it can be spread by people simply walking past one another. So keep those movements outside to the bare minimum, wear a mask, and make sure you keep up that physical distancing. Stay local and do not congregate.
Okay, my question is, if the masks work, if they work, I'm going to go off on a tangent here. If they work, why do you have to be careful? So they're wanting you to take the vaccine. They want you to wear the mask. And then there's still cases. So it doesn't make sense. Are you stopping and thinking? Come on. Seriously. If the mask work, then why do we have to worry about it? It's just so crazy. So crazy. All right. We are moving here to the first video from Steve Bannon. This is the biggest stain on Biden's administration. Veterans upset at the Biden debacle in Afghanistan. This is very serious, folks. I mean, he turned his back on our military. That's the bottom line. Turned his back on our military. Let's go to the next three videos are Steve Bannon. This is going to be a little bit longer, but it's key.
I want to bring in AMC Marine, one of the part of the Ape Army. 4 million people that are into these American stocks going long, buying and holding the stocks in Wall Street, Charlie Gasparino, all the media says they're misogynists, they're nativists, they're racist, they're market manipulators, every bad thing in the world. AMC Marine, I know you're a former service member. What are your thoughts right now when you see we take all the troops out and now 6,500 heroes have to go back in to save it and probably more in harm's way? What are your thoughts, sir?
was completely botched. I mean, absolutely, just a horrible situation. I'm actually connected with a lot of veterans. Now, I didn't go over there. I got out right when the towers went down. I had friends that went over. I have regret that I never went because I really wanted to go over there. I actually lost someone that was a friend that was over there. So for 20 years, our men, our people, our women have been over there, right? And we're taught in the military to be strong, to be tough, that America is like the world's 911 force. We're the strongest, best fighters that the world has ever seen. And we believe that. It's beat into our heads, beat into our brains. This is who you are. You're going to kick some butt and we're going to win. And all these veterans I know, we're all upset inside. The anxieties and the stress of just like, well, then what the hell did we do it for? What was the whole purpose of it? You know, and guys are struggling with that. I'm in groups with them, in group chats with them, and we're all struggling. It just doesn't make any sense. We got a commander in chief that just slaps the hell out of the veterans in their face like this. Good luck getting any votes from veterans. That's all I got to say. Just a horrible situation.
All the veterans, every veteran, every Afghan and Iraq veteran has got to join the Trump movement, right? Has to join the Trump movement. It's a patriotic movement. We need you now more than ever. And you see what's going on and how your sacrifice is just tossed aside, right? It's obscene. It's insanity. I got to ask you about the Ape Army. How is it going? One of the things that impressed me most about the Apes is that you're teaching people about finance. You're teaching people about economics. You're teaching people about the stock market, very technical. How is this going right now? Because every day you're still vilified on Wall Street. You know, the AMC guys come out, they got $2 billion in cash. They got a second life for the company. But you guys are ridiculed and mocked every day as a danger to capital markets, although you've gone a long way to save a great American company. What's the status of this institution you think is setting up, the not-for-profit, that's going to make it more accessible for people to learn about how to trade stocks?
Absolutely. And guys, just remember something. I want everybody out there to remember something. When they're picking on you, when they're making fun of you, when they're treating you like crap, calling you names and all that stuff, it's probably because you're doing something right. That's the thing. And it's probably because they're scared of you. And we know that they're scared of us. We got them and we ain't going nowhere. And it's driving them nuts. And with over a million or more of us being military in there, we're not going nowhere. 4 million is not going anywhere. People are coming in. And so what we've done with the crowdsourceedu.org, we've got together, I've got a lot of the apes in the community. We call each other the apes. We've got a lot of people in the community we call wrinkle brains. Wrinkle brains basically means that they're smart, they're wise, they research, they learn, and they're good at teaching that stuff. And so what we've done is there's a thing called Space Calls, Space Calls on Twitter. If you get on Twitter, I'm going to be hosting a space call starting tomorrow night. So every Wednesday from 7 to 9 Central, I'm going to be hosting a space call. We're going to have guest speakers come up and we're going to talk about investing in yourself. We're going to start tomorrow night. I'm going to talk about debt because I'm going to be the one that speaks about debt because I really believe that that is a major crippling effect on our country and on you. And I want to discuss that. We have a couple more wrinkle brain apes that are going to really start out with the basis of investing. We're going to start from day one. And each week we're going to cover topics. And then it's going to allow you to come in and ask questions. We want to make this as simple, as easy as possible. Because see, we care about our people. We care about our 99%. We want you to have what we're capable of getting, and we believe you can. And that's the whole purpose of this. And we want to encourage you to come on out. Willis, you guys know Willis. He comes on. He's a fan favorite. Willis is going to try to live stream it, I believe, on Getter, if he can, or maybe it's Telegram channel. I'm going to put it up on my YouTube channel. So if you guys go to XXX, the Marine XXX on YouTube, you find me on Twitter, the same thing, XXX, the Marine XXX. I got a website now for that, too, so you can find me very easily. But tomorrow from 7 to 9 Central, we're going to make it fun. We're going to teach you some stuff, allow you to ask questions, make it a safe place, and at the end, allow you to come up and speak if you want to. It's just good. This is what we want to do. We want to share. We want to help. We think that everybody deserves what the elite is doing. I think that everybody deserves a chance to create a retirement, a chance to maybe, just maybe, not have to work when they're 60, 70 years old, working at Lowe's and Walmart and all those places. Enjoy their lives while they can and they have the energy in them. So if we can do that for you, please join us. We're not going to tell you to buy a stock, but we're going to give you tools. And again, this is like not stock investing advice per se. You know, we're not official educators. It's called crowdsourced. We're a bunch of people that are sharing information with a bunch of people in the community. So please come on out and see us tomorrow.
AMC Marine, yes, thank you. We're going to put this up on the site. We're going to put it in the live chat, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow morning. So this is fantastic, and this is what it is all about. People, knowledge is power, and knowledge is real power on Wall Street. Well, thank you so much.
I had heard of them a while back, the AMC Marine. I'm actually going to be looking into that. And if you comment below, if you would be interested in all of us reaching out to AMC Marine, I am very interested in that investing. Of course, I play in crypto. I'm just being transparent. I play in crypto. I have a little bit. I've messed in stocks, never have done a whole lot. But just saying, there is some possibilities there.
So go now to Mel Gunn.
I do have one more video. There is one that I'm going to skip. I had a longer one, and I'm going to skip. But I want to remind you before I end this episode that if you would like to put your business ministry name here, get business or ministry name here, email me james@jjmediaonline.net. We will start dropping that on the bottom of the screen and have it through the show. And also, if you would like to message us, anchor.fm/tcoastrealtimenews/message. Leave your name and state you're listening from and any other encouraging message you want to leave us, maybe a favorite scripture or whatever. Also, if you'd like to support us, you can do that by paypal.me/JJMediaLLC. That's paypal.me/JJMediaLLC. All right, we're going to play one more video. Then I have a little funny thing that I want to play for you. It's kind of comical. Just in the scheme of things, all that's happening in our world, the craziness, they say, get the jab, put the mask on. There's a little funny kind of like a meme video sort of at the end that I want to play for you. Let's go to one more video from Steve, Steve Bannon. This is talking about the Biden administration, the drastic, the sham, it actually talks up. This is the biggest stain on the Biden administration. Right, let's go to this right now.
His uncle is the president who somehow is not in Afghanistan. He is in another country. He's left with his government. Mel, the question the American people have is, after 20 years, just how did this happen, and how did it have, if people are not up to speed on Afghanistan all the time, how did this happen, and how did it happen so quickly to the guys that we basically bombed and shot up back in October 2001 to kind of sort this mess out the first time? How did this happen?
Well, first of all, Steve, like, thank you for having me on here. And well, we saw utter total chaos and complete lack of government coming out of Afghanistan's leadership. We saw a complete, and we saw the same thing coming out of our own leadership in the White House and the administration. And it was just a shame to see that to see an administration support such utter chaos and leave bases in the middle of the night, in the middle of a fighting season, at their peak fighting abilities. I mean, we just look at this situation, and we just really, and not just the fact, I'm not just, the whole fact is not on the U.S. government, but there is also a huge, huge fault at the Afghan government, because there are allegations that they have ran away, and I'm being told by friends and other people on the ground and by presidential servicemen that they fled the country with around estimated $40 million. If this is U.S. taxpayer money, Steve, they Interpol, the State Department, they need to get involved, because there is one thing leaving the country for fear of your life, but there is an entirely different thing leaving like a crook. My own father has not fled the country. He stayed there, and he is not in the government, and he is shocked to death at this terrible. The president did not even try to evacuate his own brother or anybody else. We are not part of the government.
Let me ask you, Mel, for the American audience and audience throughout the world, the Taliban are tough people. Nobody doubts that. They're tough, and they're tough fighters. What signal does it send to them when you do something like at Bagram Air Base, you just leave in the middle of the night. You don't turn it over to the Afghan security forces or the Afghan military, Afghan Air Force, no matter how incompetent they are. But when you just sneak out, you're the greatest hyperpower, superpower in the world. You sneak out in the middle of the night and just let the looters come in. What does that signal to the Taliban?
First of all, to the Taliban, it signals that this is the weak. This is part of the weakest leadership ever in the American history. This is going to be the biggest stain on Joe Biden's administration, and he should not let one single second go by without being reminded as to the growing outcries for him to resign over the situation, because this is a moment worse than Saigon. And not only this does it for the to show to the Taliban, but it shows to our own American lives lost, Afghan soldiers lost, it all to their families and everybody who's paid the ultimate sacrifice. Now we say, for what? We could have done this 20 years ago if the neocons weren't so crazy about war. Why didn't you argue then when you were winning the war? Or not even winning the war, at least the idea of winning the war, while the Taliban were off creating sanctuaries in Pakistan. Instead, you decided to go blow up their cousins and brothers and mothers and sisters.
Mel, let me ask you right now, the security situation. The Taliban has a perimeter around Kabul airport. You got to go through many checkpoints. I mean, how safe it is for the Americans? And we understand they're trying to cut deals or pay them off or do something, but you got 5 or 10,000 Americans throughout the whole country, but thousands in Kabul. What is your sense of the security situation in the capital as we speak?
Well, there's, for lack of better words, there's a...
Okay, we're going to go ahead and stop that. I just popped up something on my Telegram about the audit happening in Pennsylvania. The audit happening in Pennsylvania. So let me go to that real quick. This is incredible. Very incredible. And so I'm going to go to that. But I want you to know that this just popped up. So let me go to that real quick. And let me try that. And I'm not able to get it to go over to the screen here. Sorry about this. Okay. Okay. All right. Now this just popped up. I heard about this yesterday, but I hadn't seen it's late last night. It's about the Pennsylvania audit. The Pennsylvania audit. It's going on. Here is President Trump's spokesperson, audit the vote rally underway that happened in Pennsylvania yesterday. So.
Of this rigged mail-in ballot schemes, drain the swamp, get back to voter ID, proof of citizenship, paper ballots. We have to have a secure system. And so many people who were so discouraged by politics and the games in Washington, and the realization,
okay,
really, that President Trump exposed that there was no difference in Clinton or Bush or Obama or Romney. It wouldn't matter who, you know, won those elections. It would be the same drive off the cliff for our country. And he exposed all that. And that's why we cannot stop. And if it would have just been a normal election, if there wasn't all of this and we just said, okay, you know, you win some, you lose some, we would have never exposed all of this. So there's another silver lining. Because President Trump brought out so many, so many more than they've bargained for. They were ready. I mean, talk about what was the quote from the Mueller report, election interference that was sweeping and systemic. Well, that was 2020. That was fake news. That was big tech drop boxes. That was crooked election workers stuffing the ballot box. It was, you know, voter registration databases hacked. It was every which way. It was systemic. But if President Trump hadn't rallied so many people who said, wow, finally a leader who will follow through on his word and is not beholden to anyone else, we would have never known how corrupt the system was. So now it's up to us to root it out, because we have to have accountability. And the way we get accountability is we audit all 50 states, shore up our election systems, get rid of this rigged mail-in ballot schemes, drain the swamp, get back to voter ID, proof of citizenship, paper ballots. We have to have a secure system.
Boom, boom, boom. Yes. Boom. Mega, mega, mega boom. Love it, love it, love it. All right, we do thank you. And again, I apologize for the mess up on the audio. I have one more funny thing I want to play for us. I trust you're having a great day. But I want to play this for you. When they come to ask you to wear a mask. Okay. When they come to ask you to wear a mask, think on this. I love it. Got to throw a little humor in it. Here we go.
No.
What?
I said no.
Why not?
I don't want to.
But I've got a gun.
I don't care.
Doesn't make any sense.
Too bad. No.
I love it. I love it. I love it. It just cracks me up. That, so when they come to do their craziness with you, say no. I'm done. I'm done. Hey, thank you for listening. We do ask you again, go to anchor.fm/tcoastrealtimenews. That's anchor.fm/tcoastrealtimenews/message. The link should be below. Please leave your message, your name and first name and state, and any encouraging message, whether it's a favorite scripture or how you're standing up. And if you'd like to put your business or ministry name here, we'd love to drop your business name under this and put a link to your website. Thank you for joining us. This is James Powell with Real Time News. We trust you have a great day, and remember, God has everything under control. God bless. Do you live in the Stuart, Florida, Hobe Sound, Jensen Beach, Jupiter, Florida, clear down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida area? I would like to invite you to get a hold of Agrusa Alarm Protection Technology. You can actually go to the website, agrusapt.com. That's agrusapt.com. Get your security alarm protection today. They specialize in Brinks Home Security. Call them 772-934-6498. The link will be in the description. Call them.